T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It's 9:30 in 716.
I'm Susan Rose.
I'm Brian Mazurowski. Outside right now, a warm start for us. Cloudy, 71 in Buffalo.
Over 13 years after the crash of Continental Airlines Flight 3407 in Clarence Center, family members of those who lost their lives continue their push in Washington for safety in the air.
Kevin Kulik lost his girlfriend Lauren Maurer in the crash of Flight 3407. He says there are efforts to pull back some pilot training requirements put in place after that crash.
The regional airlines keep trying to, weasel their way in there and water things down and look for exemptions and shortcuts and all that sort of thing. So we just have to keep a presence in Washington and make sure everyone knows that we're still in the game, that we're still watching, that we're still engaged. And, we're going to make a lot of noise if somebody tries to do anything to affect what we fought so hard for.
Maurer's father, Scott, says he knows lobbyists are out there.
Money does talk an awful lot. And the lobbyists, they're not citizen advocacy groups. They're out there every day trying to undo things. So we have to keep our guard up. And, we're going to continue to do that.
Recently, Republic Airlines tried to get permission to circumvent those requirements. In addition to meeting with Congressman Brian Higgins and Senator Chuck Schumer, a plaque remembering the victims and commemorating the family's effort to improve air safety was unveiled at FAA headquarters. You can see a photo of that in our story online. Tom Puckett, WBEN.com News.
The FAA unveiled a plaque Monday paying tribute to the 3407 family's work that will be part of a display on aviation safety at FAA headquarters.
Well, there's some relief at the pump across the country.
The last time gas prices were at $4.19 a gallon was early May as they started to shoot up. The Energy Department says the average price nationwide for regular unleaded is now down to $4.19 a gallon, down 14 cents in the past week. Along the Gulf Coast, the average price is now $3.83 a gallon. California is at $5.43 a gallon. Americans are still paying over a buck more than we were a year ago, and AAA warns rising oil prices would indicate gas prices are likely to begin rising again soon. Alex Stone, EBC News.
Yeah, we'll jump from $4.50 here in Western New York. We're not in the four teens yet. $4.50, the average, no change from yesterday. It's taken us a while to climb down from just about $5 to $4.50 right now. How long would it take us to go back up to $5? 2 days?
Probably. It always goes up so fast, and it comes down so slowly.
Absolutely. But, a little bit better at least than where we were a month ago.
There are new details about the high-precision strike that took out the FBI's most wanted terrorist.
A senior administration official says a drone strike killed Ayman al-Zawahiri after U.S. intelligence tracked him to a safe house in Kabul.
Justice has been delivered, and this terrorist leader is no more.
According to the official, the CIA first briefed the president back in April that Zawahiri was believed to be living in the house with his wife and children. In July, the CIA built a model of the safe house to show the president how a strike could be carried out. Biden authorized the strike days later.
The strike carried out by the CIA, not the U.S. military. We'll be talking more about this with Congressman Brian Higgins coming up in the 7 o'clock hour this morning.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi continuing her trip to Asia. It appears she will make a stop in Taiwan.
It's not on her official itinerary, but as Pelosi arrived in Malaysia for the second leg of her Asia trip, local media in Taiwan report that Pelosi is expected to land there Tuesday night, despite warnings from China that it would, quote, never sit idly by if Pelosi goes through with a visit to Taiwan, which China claims as its own. Pelosi would be the highest-ranking U.S. elected official to visit there in 25 years. The Biden administration has said that any provocation would be on Beijing and that the U.S. military is prepared to respond if needed. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Fallen Rochester police officer Anthony Mazurkiewicz eulogized as a hero during funeral services yesterday. Captain Ray Dierkop praising his dedication.
When I needed to get an unpopular message across to the troops, I went to Maz. He had a way with people because he was fair and treated everyone with respect. Maz was beloved by his co-workers, family, and friends. A true cop's cop, the tactical unit, elder statesman, patriarch, and guardian.
Mazurkiewicz was sitting in an unmarked police car July 21st on a homicide investigation when he was killed from behind in an ambush-style attack.
No power, no water in many parts of Kentucky. Flood survivors feel like they're living in a war zone. National Guard officials report hundreds of air rescues so far.
The death toll rising to at least 37 in the catastrophic Kentucky floods. Four siblings among them, their parents clinging to a tree while also trying to hold on to their children as floodwaters rapidly rose. But the brothers and sisters, ranging from 2 to 8 years old, swept away. Their parents survived.
Unbelievable to hear some of the stories and see some of those images from flooding in Kentucky. That's Eva Pilgrim, who added that it could be months, not weeks, before basic things like water return to some areas in the eastern part of the state.
A portion of Bird Island Pier here in Buffalo that's been closed off since an October 2019 windstorm set to reopen this fall following extensive work being done to repair concrete blocks that were knocked off the break wall. Buffalo Public Works Commissioner Mike Finn talked about the work that's going on this week.
The work is relatively simple. The damage just knocked the blocks off of the Bird Island Pier, the base of the break wall that's been there since the late 1800s. And the crane is just picking them up and putting them back in place. And then the crew will be resecuring them to prevent something like this from happening again. Expected total completion is later this fall. And at that point, we'll be able to reopen the Bird Island Pier. It has been open from Broderick Park to the Peace Bridge for the entire duration, but everything south of the Peace Bridge has been closed due to safety concerns.
Bird Island Pier at Broderick Park on Unity Island. It separates the Black Rock Canal and the Niagara River at the foot of West Ferry. FEMA is said to be covering 85% of the repair costs.
The Sunflowers of Sanborn back, waiting for your photos. Here's WBEN's Max Ferry.
Sunflowers are starting to bloom in Niagara County as Monday marked the opening day of Sunflowers of Sanborn, where guests can pick their own sunflowers in the 30-acre plot and stop to take photos of the multiple varieties of sunflower. Louise Brockman, owner and operator of the property, says the drought has been challenging for the sunflowers this year, but the flowers are starting to come together.
So this year we actually planted our flowers 2 weeks earlier than normal, and we've had no rain. So the drought obviously has affected the flowers more than normal. We finally got our first rain 2 weeks ago, and when we first planted them, the ground was just so hard that the flowers couldn't come out. So the seed ended up dying and we had to replant them again. We've done this about 4 times so far. We did do some irrigation, but it's just not like what comes from the heavens. There's just such a difference.
The Sunflowers of Sanborn have a bunch of scheduled events this year, including a car show.
We have some really good craft shows this year. This coming up weekend, we have our yoga festival. The second weekend of August, we do have our craft show for Saturday and Sunday. The third weekend of August, we have our Touch a Truck for all the kids, our kids weekend. We have a couple fire, our local fire companies coming and our tractors for the 20th and 21st.
The attraction is open all week long from 11 to 8 on Sauner Settlement Road in Sanborn. More details are made available to you on our website. Max Ferry, WBEN.com News.
Your exclusive WBEN 7 weather forecast calls for clouds this morning, some sunshine this afternoon. Temperatures will be in the mid to upper 70s for tonight. Partly cloudy and pleasant. Overnight lows near 60. Wednesday, mostly sunny and hot. Highs in the upper 80s, mid 80s on Thursday with scattered showers and thundershowers. With your exclusive WBEN 7 weather forecast, I'm Chief Meteorologist Aaron Minkowski.
Congressman Brian Higgins is with us this morning on WBEN. Congressman, you were with Flight 3407 families yesterday as they were recognized for their work on aviation safety. But there are signs of some strong headwinds coming from the airline industry to try to roll back some of these regulations. How prepared are you for that?
Very much so. I think that when you look at the last 10 years of aviation safety, it's the safest period in the history of aviation history. And it's a cause and effect relationship. The National Transportation Safety Board that came out and investigated thoroughly the crash of Flight 3407 drew some very important conclusions, which are now codified in law. And our job is to ensure that those provisions remain in place, because they have produced, as I said, a period of safety that is unprecedented.
Congressman, when we look at some of these laws, that, I mean, it took so much to pass. What is set to expire? And at this point in time, I mean, is this maybe the worst time possible from your perspective for some of these rules regarding safety in the air to expire, given all the chaos we're seeing in airports?
Well, what's occurring here is it's the Federal Aviation Administration reauthorization that has to be done by Congress next year. And there's always, you know, the potential that the regional carriers will come in and say that, you know, 1,500 hours of pilot training in order to be certified as a pilot is excessive. It is not. It is very, very reasonable. And when you have people like Chesley Sullenberg and Jeffrey Skiles, who were the pilots in the Miracle on the Hudson, come in and testify. They were with us yesterday, just affirming the wisdom of keeping these provisions in place. But there's always an opportunity for somebody to come in and question them. And as they do, we will be prepared with compelling fact-based information to ensure that these provisions that were hard fought for, primarily by the families and the victims, stay in place. Because keep in mind, all of them, each of them, were based on the National Transportation Safety Board's investigation as to the cause of the crash of Flight 3407.
Congressman, U.S. has taken out the top al-Qaeda leader in a drone strike in Kabul, Afghanistan. As a member of Congress, when did you learn of this?
Last night. And it's a good thing. He's a bad guy, responsible, at least in part, for the loss of thousands of American lives, 20 years ago. And he's a bad guy, and he's been a bad guy for a long time. And it's good that he's been taken off of the playing field without having to deploy troops. It was a CIA strike. It was precise. It was exact. And it was justified.
What does this do to the war on terror moving forward? I mean, does it ever reach its end goal? This is like it's a never-ending war, so to speak, right?
Well, it is. I mean, you have instability in places throughout the world. I've visited many of them in very difficult times, and you see that that instability allows bad people to flourish. And we have al-Qaeda, we have the Taliban, and you have, you know, different iterations of bad actors that come to the fore every year. So this is just an effort through attrition to remove terrorists and terrorism from the world to the fullest extent possible.
How surprising was it that he was in downtown Kabul to you?
Not surprising when you look at where they got bin Laden. I mean, he was in a place that a lot of people were shocked that, you know, he could have been in hiding in a place that is so active. So it doesn't surprise me. I mean, Kabul is a very active place. I've been there many, many times. And there's a lot of good things happening in Kabul. There's a lot of bad things happening as well. Is in our strategic interest to ensure that we eliminate the cause of bad happening in various parts of the world.
We apologize for the quality on the phone line there. But Congressman, I wanted to switch things up and ask you about Nancy Pelosi's trip to Taiwan. She's scheduled to arrive there in just over an hour. Do you support this trip? Do you see it as a mistake? How do you see it?
I support it. You know, Taiwan has been a self-governing democracy since its 1949 Civil War split with China. This is China-induced drama and paranoia. There is a long line of precedent as it relates to congressional trips to Taiwan. In 1996, then-House Speaker Newt Gingrich visited Taiwan. Last year, there were three U.S. congressional delegations that visited Taiwan. And Taiwan's a very important player geopolitically. It's a country of about 24 million people, but they produce, they make about 92% of the high-end semiconductors, obviously an important actor in the global supply of things that make the global economy work. So I think it's a very important trip. You know, Nancy Pelosi is no threat to China. China just doesn't like it when the United States recognizes Taiwanese democracy and independence, and it's always met with Chinese paranoia of provocation. There's no provocation here. It's a trip that she's taking generally to East Asia. It's a trip that many members of Congress, both Republican and Democrat, have taken, and they're not going to bypass an important self-governing democracy like Taiwan. So it's the responsible thing to do, regardless of what China thinks.
This should be something, right, that both sides of the aisle applaud, right? I mean, we stand with democracy, and right, there shouldn't be any sort of hesitation in saying, oh, should I shake this democracy's hand because it might upset some other big country? I mean, that seems like a pretty popular opinion in America.
Yeah, that's it. Look, China is aligned with who? Russia. Taiwan holds free and fair elections. They protect human rights. Obviously, we want to recognize in East Asia the countries that are doing that as a model for other countries. Obviously, China doesn't like that. So they're going to create all kinds of drama and paranoia about a trip that is really harmless. It's recognizing and meeting with world leaders. That's what we do. I mean, I've been all over the world, over 70 countries. In some situations, you're in a hostile territory with adversaries to the United States. That's what fact-finding is all about, because Congress comes back from these trips, and depending on the committee that you're assigned to, you make decisions about foreign policy and budgets and how we interact with other countries throughout the world toward the goal of promoting freedom and democracy.
What do you expect will come out of this once it's done, this trip?
Well, I think like anything else, she'll go there and she will probably visit a semiconductor plant. She will probably deal with human rights activists. She will probably meet with the leadership of Taiwan. It is you know, it's textbook U.S. Congressional delegation trips. And as I said, going back to 1996, when Speaker Gingrich had visited Taiwan, and three delegations last year, separate delegations all visited Taiwan. It's all about, you know, the information that you glean from that trip, using it as a basis from which to consider future, you know, foreign policy as it relates to East Asia generally and the Taiwanese-Chinese relationship specifically.
Congressman, thank you. Congressman Brian Higgins joining us live.
That's 930 in 716. We're back tomorrow with another edition from the studios of WBEN Buffalo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.